Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And more specifically, heavy on the Browns. He's Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how's it going?
It's going. The draft is almost here, and we don't have to talk about it anymore.
That's great, Daryl, because that's about the way I opened up the show. And I was talking to Boehm even before the show started. It was just like, we're to the point where we're 9 days away. I'm like, wow. I think I'm ready to talk about who the Browns drafted and not, is it going to be Travis Hunter? Is it going to be Abdul Carter? I'm over that conversation. I'm just ready for next Thursday to be here and me to be able to put my head down on a desk and be like, finally,
I have an answer. Players. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at too. But of course, we're not actually there, so we still have to talk a little bit of draft. Travis Hunter making the comments today, basically saying to CBS Sports, if I couldn't play two ways in the NFL, if I couldn't play both, I'd rather just not play at all. Is that telling of you to anything that teams at the top of the draft should be considering in any way about the personality or the player that they're bringing in Travis Hunter?
No. Just tells me he's a competitive kid, feels he can contribute on both sides of the ball. And I don't have any problem with what he said.
Yeah, I guess the only spin for me was sort of the aspect of it feels like Travis Hunter on that side. It always felt like there was sort of a wake-up call or a learning curve would probably be the better sort of way to frame it, so it didn't feel so negative. Like a learning curve for him, even in the mental aspect of you might not be able to go two ways the way you did at Colorado.
Look, Andrew Berry said they view him as a receiver first and foremost. And then said after that that, he obviously can handle himself in a secondary. I don't know what the package would look like, but, if it's, here in Cleveland, he would be offense first, defense second. I don't anticipate he'd be an every down player in the secondary, but I could see a scenario where he gets opportunities either in the dime or the nickel package or red zone package or whatever to where you can kind of take advantage of that. I mean, look, he's a kid that can score with the ball in his hands. And I'll be honest with you, last time I checked, nobody in the Browns secondary can actually catch a football. So I kind of look at it as a little positive if you can throw him out on the field and play a little defense.
Yeah, if I remember, Roddy McLeod's not here. He did lead the team at one point. And touchdown catches, but I don't think anybody else now. I guess I was just looking at it and trying to think, and we had a conversation throughout the first hour. If we look at Travis Hunter, for you, obviously he's considered one of sort of the top two players, if you take quarterback aside, between him and Abdul Carter. Is a lot of the value for you with Hunter attributed to the fact that, you know, he's great at one side of the ball and then everything else is a bonus, or is a lot of the value tied into the fact of he can do both?
I just think he's a great all-around football player, and I think he's the best player in the draft. That's where the value is for me. If you can get the best player in the draft with the second pick in said draft, I think you got to do it. You know, the Browns need an infusion of blue-chip talent. He's blue-chip talent. I don't know if Shedeur Sanders is blue-chip talent. I don't know if, you know, some of these other guys are, you know, blue-chip talent. So for me, it's just all about just getting the best player in the draft. That's what value I take from it.
Is Travis Hunter... One, is he enough to be in this category? And is there anybody else around him that fits into it too? That if the Browns draft this guy at two, that fans and the majority of people are walking away from day one, a Thursday of the draft, going, this was a good first round and basically a win of a draft for the team.
Yeah, I mean, if they take Hunter, it's a win. I mean, winning in the draft is relative. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know. The Browns have thought they've won many a draft over the years, and, well, they didn't. But, you know, just on the surface, considering, you know, where we're at, yeah, I would give them a win if they took Hunter. I'd give them a win if they took Abdul Carter, though my preference is Hunter. I don't know if I'd give them a win if they took Shedeur Sanders. I would understand it, but I don't think they're taking Shedeur anyway. And so, yeah, Hunter's been my guy since late February, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in that boat on Shedeur, but I'm sticking to the fact that I'd want him, not sticking to the fact that the Browns will draft him. So it's about where I'm at through it. But I did want to talk a little Joe Flacco too, Daryl, because that happened. That was something on Friday. I guess you sort of laid it out. You don't think it's going to be Shedeur. Does Joe play into any factor of that at all, or is that purely just it feels like the Browns are going best player available here?
I never thought they were drafting Shedeur. I still don't think they're drafting Shedeur. So, no, I don't think Joe Flacco changed any plans. I think the plan was always not to draft Shedeur.
It's going to be framed as a quarterback competition. I think everyone can pretty much land on that and agree. Is there an actual competition here between Joe, Kenny Pickett, if they bring in a quarterback in the high rounds, or is it feeling more like this is just going to be something that it's framed as a quarterback competition, but really the job's Joe's and we're just waiting to have it named?
Oh, I don't think it's framed at all. I think it will be a quarterback competition, 100%. I mean, you look at the contract they gave Joe Flacco. Does it look like they gave him starter money? No, they gave him $3-4 million, and the rest of it he's going to have to earn through incentives. So no, I think that, you know, Joe's going to have to go earn the job, or Kenny Pickett will have to go earn the job, or whatever quarterback they ultimately end up drafting. For me, it's going to be a three-man competition. The rookie, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco. May the best man win.
If we're looking at Joe being brought in, I know that previously it said the thing that a lot of quarterbacks as they get older say, I'm not here to be a mentor, I'm here to compete for the job and play football. Is it a feeling, and is it something within the Browns that you think they're bringing in Joe as sort of a potential mentor, but also as a guy to be on the field?
Well, I don't think that they're bringing Joe in to be a mentor. I think they're bringing Joe in because he's popular within the locker room and that he will be a professional. And for me, for any young player, the best mentorship you can have for that player is to have a professional showing them the ropes. And I do think that Flacco's, or the perception that Flacco doesn't want to mentor young quarterbacks is something that kind of gets overblown a little bit. I think he's a lead by example type of guy. I think is a, hey, I'm going to show you what I do, how I do it, and it's on you to do with that information whatever you will. But I'm not going to hold your hand. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that either. So, but I think, like I said, Joe's popularity within the locker room and his experience and the way he conducts himself behind the scenes professionally, yeah, I think that that could have a very positive impact within the Browns quarterback room, not just for the rookie, but also for a guy like Kenny Pickett. And that's not to say that Kenny's not professional or anything like, but, you know, Kenny can see how a former Super Bowl MVP, you know, prepares for games, what he does to get his body right every week and make himself available. How does he study film? How little stuff like that, right? How does he practice? So I think that that's how Joe Flacco ultimately will be a mentor.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, with us on the hotline. Daryl, I can't help but continue to go back and think about, oh, the Browns had to offer Myles Garrett a plan as he was requesting a trade. Is Joe Flacco so liked in that locker room that Myles Garrett not wanting to be here because of the quarterback spot, that bringing in a 40-year-old Joe Flacco is enough to change his mind?
No. $40 million a year changed his mind.
And
the realization that the Browns were not going to trade him. The Browns were not taking the salary cap hit to trade him. So he had a choice to make. And that was take the Browns' money or write out the existing contract. And he decided to take the Browns' money. And from a business standpoint, that probably was the right move. Because there's $123 million guaranteed coming his way for taking the Browns' money. So I think that that's what changed his mind. I don't think Joe Flacco changed his mind.
All right, Daryl, I want to talk a little bit more draft with you. As we go through, and this is said and done it this year, if we play out 2025, what needs to happen in the draft and converted to the first year on the field for the public perception around Andrew Berry's ability to draft players to be changed and spun into a positive, or at least the outlook on this draft class to be a positive? How many of these does he really have to hit on?
Well, assuming they use all five of the top 104 picks, three of the five have to contribute this year. Doesn't matter which pick it is, but three of the five top 104 players, assuming they draft those guys, those in those spots, have to be contributors. I think that that would bend things in a more positive direction. He's made 37 picks, most of those in the third round and later, but only one, and we don't know if he's ever going to play again, but only one of those has resembled a legitimate football player. So that's not a great ratio for the folks that will defend Andrew and the fact that he hasn't had prime picks. Well, here's the cold hard math on his prime picks that he has had. One guy didn't love football, and they could have gotten Laramie Tunsil. Instead, they took Jed Wills. And the second guy might not get a second contract, Greg Newsome, right? Don't know what his, you know, fate ultimately is going to be. Contributor, but might not get a second contract. Again, not great. Your first two first-round picks don't end up with second contracts with your team. So, you know, he's got to start hitting on these picks. This is a draft they absolutely cannot afford to blow.
Daryl, you say three out of the five there in the top of the draft. How much extra pressure is on that first rounder to be one of the guys that contributes, considering, again, that's a lot. The point that you just brought up is a point that a lot of people point to for Andrew Berry's ability to draft in the first round. Is that something that it feels like there's a lot of extra pressure for the number two pick to be somebody who's not even just a contributor, but probably something a little bit more than that too?
Well, yeah, blue chip talent. Has to be a blue chip talent, which I think Travis Hunter is. So he drafts Travis Hunter. I'm fairly confident that'll be a hit.
Is there any positions you're willing to guarantee right now that you're looking at as we get into draft time and say, Browns walk out on Saturday, no doubt, hands down, they draft this position. Are there more than one? How many are there for you?
Quarterback, running back, offensive line, defensive line, tight end. I'll throw a wide receiver in there because of Travis Hunter. And a safety.
that about covers the entire draft. That was, I think, seven picks.
they got nine.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. Four of those in the sixth round. I don't think they're going to make four picks in round six.
At least I hope
they don't make four picks in round six.
Yeah, doesn't feel like making 4 6-round picks is really a great way to build a 53, man. I'm going to be honest.
Spin a couple of those into a five, or maybe even a four.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the way to go. Obviously, you named running back as one of them, and Daryl, I fully agree. You look at the draft class that you're at right now, a deep running back class, you have to go get a guy. For you, what does the future on Nick Chubb look like? If you're going and getting a running back, Jerome Ford's in that room. Is it guaranteed they're bringing back Nick Chubb, or what's your outlook right now on it?
I think if they were bringing back Nick Chubb, it would have been done by now.
Hmm.
So let me translate that for you. No, they're probably not bringing back Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that's, I think, something that might pull on the heartstrings a little bit for a lot of people. But
I mean, I'm not saying that's what's ultimately going to happen. They obviously could. But, like, right now, no. I mean, it just doesn't seem that way. There doesn't seem to be much of a market for him. We'll see how the draft plays out. This is thought to be a pretty good draft for young running backs, right? There is just the reality of the fact that, you know, he's had the same knee sewn back together completely twice. And that is extremely hard to be productive, you know, coming off that. He struggled a little bit last year. That's not to say he can't bounce back this year. You know, I saw the video he posted on his social media of him doing as he does every offseason, right? He does the massive squats. I think it was 500 pounds in the video that showed him squat. Great, good for him. But, like, I just feel like if the Browns were motivated to bring back Nick Chubb, they would have already done it by now. And, you know, maybe after the draft and, you know, they see what they ultimately end up with, could they sign him after the draft? Sure, absolutely, right? And that obviously would make Browns fans happy. But, I just remind folks, Andrew Berry's job is not sentiment. It's to find ways to win football games. And you know, if he has made the determination that he's not confident Nick Chubb's going to be able to help them do that, you know, then, you know, I can understand it. If he feels like Nick Chubb can help them win games, then yeah, then shame on him if he doesn't bring him back, right? So I think that the answers people are looking for are not in the words, they're in the actions. And right now the actions are Nick Chubb is not a Cleveland Brown. He's still a free agent. And we are a month into free agency, right? So, you know, wait and see what they ultimately do. But I'm not confident that he'll be a Brown this year, but the door still obviously is open.
All right, Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this one. Latest spot in the draft, the Browns actually attack the quarterback position. What's sort of the floor there for you?
Well, I would prefer that they use go no more than the fourth round. So, I would not go past the fourth round picking a quarterback, because I just think that the later you go, the lesser the chances of that guy being a success. So I would probably say, you got to use 33, 67, 94, or 104 on the quarterback. If you don't do that, if you wait until, I don't know, let's say you trade into the fifth round or whatever, right? Or you wait till the sixth, then you're really throwing something against the wall. So my ideal spot would be within the first four selections, so probably no later than 94, but, you know, 104 would have to be the absolute latest for me to even believe. Remember, like, remember Cody Kessler?
I do, unfortunately.
Third round pick, right? So, like, just to, and look, I'm not saying that some of these guys in this draft are Cody Kessler, but, like, this is not a strong quarterback class either. Remember that. So, yeah, painted me into a corner, I'd probably say 94 or the fourth selection in your draft class is the absolute latest they should probably draft the quarterback that they have any hope and expectation of turning into something.
All right, Daryl, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time and look forward to talking next week with a couple of days leading up until the draft.
Look forward to answering the same questions next week.
Listen, they won't be the same questions, and I'm not promising they won't be similar, though. They'll be somewhere around the same.
We're getting closer. We're getting warmer. It's going to be here soon.
Daryl, can you feel the draft? Are we close enough that you feel the draft? That'll be next Tuesday.
No, I'm actually getting a cold from it, if we're being perfectly honest.
All right, Daryl, I got to run. I appreciate it.
You bet, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us there on the hotline, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. Let's react to what Daryl had to say coming back, as well as we sit and look. Is there a player that the Browns could draft that you walk away from day one going, this draft was a success? It's Jake Volmick with you guys. Let's get to a Michael Markoch 2020. Jake Volmick with you guys on The Fan. Just got done talking to our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. Good stuff out of Daryl. Had some really good stuff on Nick Chubb and whether.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're not. He feels he'd be back. Essentially, if they're going to bring him back, probably would have done it by now. So it feels more and more And I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that's 100% where it's at. And Daryl's got a good read on things, but I imagine at some point too. And we played it in the station buzz. Zach Jackson was like, well, he probably at some point was going to sign after the draft, but it's by no means a guarantee. The Browns are probably going to draft one. And the hints have been to the fact that the Browns might be moving on from Nick Chubb. But a lot of the stuff, too, that I found interesting with Daryl. Now, Daryl's clearly entirely on sort of the Travis Hunter hype train here and fully involved in getting there. But at the same time, I don't know that... Is he the only guy for a lot of people right now that you walk in into the draft, number two pick comes around, you draft Travis Hunter, and you walk out of there going, the Browns won the draft, right? And not necessarily won over every single team, but the draft was a win. Like, we got Travis Hunter. Nothing that could happen, essentially, rounds two through six are going to change our mind. Because you draft Travis Hunter, that's a complete win. Now, I still, and I'll reemphasize again, out of the three guys you could probably pick, he's number three for me. I'd prefer Shador. I'll take Abdul Carter. Travis Hunter's right there as well. For me, you draft any three of those guys, I'm happy coming out of round one. But there's not a single player at the top there that completely changes my opinion as to whether or not the Browns have won the draft. The Browns win the draft in day two, at the beginning of day three. Like, the second pick is easy, but it is by no means a solve for the Browns or even a massive step forward into getting this team to be miles better. You have to sit here and begin to build your roster back piece by piece. Now, number two might be a big step in sort of, you know, getting your feet off the ground, getting out of 3-14, having a key contributor. But I don't even think walking away with a Travis Hunter, an Abdul Carter, Shador Sanders, none of those you walk away from and go, well, the Browns did great in this draft. No, there's too many holes to plug. And for Andrew Berry, I need you to do more than just nail the number two pick. Right? This one, I'm not going to say it's a no-brainer, but nobody's going to look at you sideways, especially if you draft Abdul or Travis Hunter. I don't think anybody's looking at you like you're crazy. Both of those guys are completely capable of being the number two pick, and people would be happy to walk away with them. Now, I do think that you walk away with them. You've done a very good job. You've started there. I imagine both of them will play well, or at least somewhat well, in their first season. But yeah, I need to see what you do at quarterback. I need to see what you do in building back the secondary. I'm not willing to claim, well, the Browns are walking away and this is a great draft because we took one player. Is it the most important pick? Yes. But you have so many picks to you right now that are just pivotal to whether or not you're going to be able to actually walk away from this thing going, this was a good draft from the Browns. And that's going to happen in rounds 2, 3, and 4. Those need to be guys that are key contributors. Right? I need you to go get somebody at 33 that's also going to be a starter for the team, or get them at, you know, the next pick. You have to find somewhere in here that you end up with the guys in the third round and in the fourth round, and specifically the third, because the Browns have been pretty bad there. And go find me guys who are actually going to step in and be able to start on this team or play, you know, useful snaps on a regular basis. It's going to make a difference. It's going to contribute to this team being successful in 2025 and beyond. For Andrew Berry, again, while I feel like a lot of the draft hate's a little bit overblown considering he's been drafting in the third round and later in a majority of his the things that he's been doing. And I always say, we're not holding that is a sort of an excuse for Andrew Berry, because he's his very own reason as to why he's not drafted in the first round. But in terms of identifying the talent, you haven't had the first and second round picks to do it. So I just don't think that as I look at Andrew Berry, that he's had the fair evaluation. But yeah, your third round picks have not been great either. Like, you need to be able to convert and turn things back into a winning culture and find players who are going to get you back to that spot. So we're not claiming wins for me after day one. We're not claiming wins after Saturday. There's no way for me, for the Browns, to say, wow, you did great in this draft. I mean, unless you really blow me away and you play this thing to a T until at least a few weeks into the season. I'm not buying any of the hype from these guys. Like, I tried to go through and be like, oh, Siaki Ika, this could be a good pick, right? Maybe this is something. Yeah, Siaki Ika never took the field, basically. I mean, he never got there. And that was, a third-round pick for the Browns. You can't have those. That's what needs to be set aside from this draft. I can't have guys getting drafted in the third round who just never see the field. The team's too thin to be doing that. We're not claiming wins. There's nobody that the Browns can draft on day one unless you're drafting Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter. And I'm like, wow, this draft was a win. Again, 216-474-0092 if you want to jump in. But coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Dan Lieberfeld of Jets Confidential. What could the New York Jets be doing at the number 7 pick? Where might they be going? Another edition of Draft Daily coming your way. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan. This is one of the busiest times of the sports year with the Browns preparing for the NFL Draft, the playoffs just around the corner for the number 1 seed Cavs, and the Guardian season underway. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Odyssey app. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here. Well, speaking of the Guardians, react to them when they're wrapped up tonight. Coming up probably somewhere in the 9 o'clock, potentially into the 10 o'clock hour. But as soon as they're done, we'll be reacting to what the Guardians have to say. But we're getting ready here for Draft Daily and getting ready to talk a little bit of Jets. What are they going to do inside the top 10, taking a little stab at number 7? Feels like quarterback could still be on the table here. I know they went out, they got Justin Fields, but it does. It feels like in some capacity it could be going. And what better way to figure out what the Jets are going to be doing than going out to the Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the team for Jets Confidential. He's Dan Leberfeld, and he joins us now. Dan, how's it going?
Good, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'll start things off, Dan. I got to ask you. Justin Fields is in there. Now, I like Justin Fields a lot, partially because I think Chicago sort of put him in a bad spot, and partially because, well, I'm an Ohio State fan. I live in Cleveland, okay? It's just the way that things go. How are we feeling in New York with Justin Fields being your quarterback heading into 2025?
Well, I think a lot of the fans are excited. They like the shiny new toy. I think they believe what you are saying as far as that narrative that he wasn't handled that well in Chicago, which was the place he spent 3 of his 4 NFL seasons last year in Pittsburgh and started 6 games last year. But I think the feeling is, electrifying skill set with the rocket arm and the world-class speed. And not only that, as you know, he's a big guy. He's not like a small speedster. He's 6'3", probably about 217 pounds. So size, speed, big arm. I think the fans are excited, but that 14-30 lifetime record, even if you're not dealt the best hand, causes a little cause for concern.
Yeah, I could most definitely see that. If we're talking close for concern as we look towards the draft here, any chance that the Jets are looking either in the first or the second round and quarterback is a legitimate option there?
I don't think so. I think, with Fields being 26 and they think they can resurrect his career and, he's still a player that has room for growth, I don't think they're going to go there in the first round. They have too many other needs. They have Tyrod Taylor as an insurance policy to Justin Fields. I'm not saying Tyrod Taylor is going to take you to the promised land, but he is 28 as a starter, so you can win half your games with him. So I think they'll take a flyer on a quarterback later in the draft, but I think they just have too many holes to fill. They could use Mason Graham out of Michigan. They need a run-stopping defensive tackle. That was a problem for them last year. Maybe they go with the Missouri tackle. They could use a bookend tackle to go opposite Olu Fashanu. So I don't think quarterback at 7 is going to happen.
As we look around, as I've talked to several different people across a bunch of different teams in the NFL during this segment, Dan, I've struggled to find fan bases, really probably outside the top 4, that have fallen in love with a single player leading into the draft. Have Jets fans fallen in love with anybody at 7, or is it just kind of in a wait and see in a split, almost split fan base mode?
Yeah, well, one name I should have brought up was Tyler Warren, a guy you know well from the Big Ten conference as far as Penn State. And he's just a guy that when you have a quarterback like Justin Fields, who isn't necessarily going to go through all his progressions all the time, he's more of a first or second read kind of guy. What a great security blanket is to have. Let's say Garrett Wilson's the first three. He's not open. You have a guy like Tyler Warren sneak off the line for an easy throw. You saw that a lot with Cole Kmet with the Chicago Bears. So maybe 7's a little high for Tyler Warren, but you saw a lot of him in conference play. He's a special player. So you hear a lot of Tyler Warren talk with Jeff fans.
Very interesting. I mean, I Can't say a negative word about Tyler Warren, I'll tell you that much. Not fun to play against. So if Jets fans are looking at Tyler Warren, could definitely be fun. At number seven, it's a fun spot to draft, obviously. A couple of guys that could fall. You mentioned Mason Graham would be a fun guy to have there. Is there any chance you see the Jets moving either up or down within that first round?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to move up with a new head coach and a new GM. Usually when that's the case, you look at a stockpile. You know, you're not moving up because you're one player away, because you're early on in a reboot. So I don't see them moving up, but I could see them moving back if some team is in love with Shedeur Sanders or somebody else and they want to move up to seven. I definitely could see the Jets moving back and stockpiling more picks.
Dan Leberfeld of Jets Confidential with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I did want to pick your brain a little bit because as a Browns fan, Aaron Rodgers is not the talk of the town, but definitely in the rearview mirror as you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. What can you tell me is a Browns fan that might be looking and going and seeing a team twice a year that's playing with Aaron Rodgers after seeing what went down with him last year in a year where he was healthy?
Well, I think he can still play. Now, you know, he maybe doesn't run as well as he used to, but what he does that's so important, because he was never a big runner like a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. That was never his game. He's still got the ability in the pocket to move around, sense the rush, create time to make a throw after there's a little pressure. He's got a good feel for that. He can still make all the throws. Hey, he had 28 touchdowns. Passes last year, the same as Josh Allen, and more than Jalen Hurts, who was the Super Bowl MVP. So he can absolutely still play. I just think that when you look at the supporting cast, that's an important thing now, because there were years in Green Bay where maybe the special teams were bad or the defense wasn't great or the offensive line wasn't great. He was one of those guys that could put the team on his back and help them overcome shortcomings. I don't think he's that guy anymore. He needs more of a supporting cast. So if he gets that in Pittsburgh, the offensive line plays well, the defense, you know, plays vintage Pittsburgh defense, you can still win a lot of games with Aaron Rodgers.
At the end of his term, because obviously, I mean, you go through the injury year one, the second year doesn't go the way that I'm sure Jets fans wanted it to, but Aaron still played relatively well. Was the fan base about ready to move on from Aaron, or was there almost a disconnect between what the team wanted to do versus what the fan base was desiring there?
Yeah, there was definitely a divide there, you know, based on just monitoring social media and reading the tea leaves with the fans. They were very happy with him, the way he finished up the season. Early on, it was a little rough, and he had some injuries. Got a little healthier at the end of the year, and he played some of his best football. The final game against Miami, he threw four touchdown passes. So I got the sense that a lot of fans wanted him back, but I don't think that he took a little bit of a shot at the owner. Who survives that in the NFL as a player when he said, you know, it'd be strange to have a 17-year-old side.
Looks like Dan's breaking up. There we go. Lost you for a second there, Dan. Could you repeat there? I got everything basically up until the disconnect with the owner there and the taking a shot.
Yeah, when Aaron made the comment about Brick Johnson, you know, the 17-year-old son of the owner, when Aaron said, maybe I'm Mac, weird to have a 17-year-old decide on your future. I think that's kind of the end of the road right there. How many people take a shot at the owner's son, let alone the owner, and survive that? So I think that was kind of Aaron maybe saying to the Jets, get me out of here. You don't insult the owner's son.
Yeah, you definitely don't get away with that. If we know anything about NFL owners, that's not one that you get away with. Definitely not in the slightest. Dan, I'm going to get you one more here and then get you out of here. Every time at the end of these, I have everyone plant their flag. Jets come up on the clock at 7. If you had to put your money on it, what's the name on the card when they turn it in?
With the defensive tackle from Michigan, Mason Graham.
All right, I like it. Dan, I appreciate you setting aside the time, sitting down and talking with us. And hopefully, come draft time, both of our teams can leave on day one with a smile on our face.
Okay, Jake. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys. Have a good night.
Yep. Appreciate you a ton, Dan. Again, Dan Leberfeld joining us there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of Jets Confidential. Really good stuff out of Dan. I think he gave some pretty good tidbits on Aaron Rodgers there specifically. And maybe, listen, Jets fans just weren't entirely ready to be done with the Aaron experiment the way it might have felt like. A natural close to Aaron's sort of time in New York. Maybe Jets fans not as dialed in, but some good stuff on the draft as well. I thought it was interesting. It feels like a lot of people and a lot of teams in that sort of 5 to 10 range, maybe like 5 to 8. And we'll talk Panthers, who are the number 8 pick. We'll talk to Nick Carboni of WCNC coming up on Thursday. But it does feel like a lot of people think that Mason Graham is going to be the guy to go to them. Right? It just feels like everyone has this idea, well, maybe, you know, the Browns draft Shador, a couple of guys slide to 4, at 5, 6, you could go a couple of different spots, Will Campbell, Tyler Warren, and then it could be Mason Graham. A lot of teams are falling in love with him to the point where I hear everyone talk, well, the blue chip talent, the top talent, it's sort of your top two guys, and then you can basically go picks 4 through 20, and everybody's the same, yet everybody at the top loves Mason Graham. I don't know how on earth he's not grouped into the category of Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. Like, he feels like if he's not with them, he's at least in a category of his own. Right? I don't think the Browns are going to trade back. I don't really feel like that's on the table. But if they were going to trade back, I would say it would be the same conversation here. Even when I hear people talk about the trade back scenarios, it's, well, I wouldn't mind getting Mason Graham if I traded back to 6. Yeah, again, I don't think that the read is it's 4 through 20, everybody's the same. I think you at least at this point have to sort of carve out that spot for Mason Graham to be considered among the top talent. And I don't know how, as the conversation goes, that he gets left out. Lance Rise on Cleveland.com. Coach Riz, he's always on with us very regularly. And Coach Riz wrote an article, I think it was last month, if I'm not mistaken, that he named the game wreckers in the draft, right? And he put Abdul Carter there. He's the guy who can absolutely be a game changer. He put Travis Hunter on that board, and he put Mason Graham. It feels like they should be grouped together. They should be in this same range, yet they're not. Maybe we'll have Coach Riz on at some point this week to see if he feels like he should be there as well and to get his some final thoughts from him on the draft before we get next Thursday. Might not be a bad idea. All right, let's leave that there. Coming on back in 5 minutes at 9 o'clock. You know what time it's going to be. We'll get to Get a Grip as we always do at that time. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.